Hi, I'm Karen Brunet with ESS. Welcome to this 7-part audio mini course titled How to Mine More Wealth and Clients with Your Website. Every day you'll receive an email with a link to a web page just like this one. Each audio will share a tip, an exercise, and a wealth building principle. I've designed these audios to be quick, easy, and fun. Today we will cover what does lead generation mean? And why is it a critical factor in your business success? The most effective way to generate leads online. The number one mistake coaches and consultants make with their website. The number one goal of your website. Hint, it may not be what you think. So, are you ready to get started? Great. Grab a paper and a pen because you'll want to take notes. Today's audio is titled Automate Your Lead Generation Process. If you are a coach, consultant, trainer, or entrepreneur who offers services to clients, I have some great news for you. Your website can help you mine more wealth and clients than you've dreamed possible. Yes, it can be your motherlode, supplying you with unlimited leads and clients. Now, before you can get clients or a sale, you need a lead. That's someone interested in what you have to offer. They are also sometimes called prospects. As you know, clients don't just pop out of thin air. But first, you have to have someone interested in your services. Next, they find out more about you. And if they like what you have to offer, then they purchase a product or perhaps hire you to help them. So without leads or prospects, you don't have any clients and you don't have a business. That's the bad news. The really good news is that the more leads you have, the more business and clients you will have. This audio is all about getting leads and clients easier than you've ever thought possible. Let me ask you a question. How are you generating your leads now? If you're like most coaches, consultants, or trainers, you're probably marketing to others one-on-one. By that, I mean you're talking to one person at a time. You may be attending business meetings, handing out business cards or brochures, attending networking events, or using direct mail and waiting for the phone to ring. Or you may even be knocking on doors and doing cold calling. Perhaps you've decided to try a website to see if it would generate more leads for you. If that's you and you're not getting all the leads and clients that you had hoped for, listen up, because I'm going to let you in on a little secret. The biggest mistake that I see coaches, consultants, trainers, or other client-based entrepreneurs making online is that they don't know the number one goal of their website. They think the goal is to make more sales and get more clients. While that is the ultimate goal for your business, that's not the number one purpose of your website. I know, some of you are gasping when I said that. So let me explain. As an entrepreneur offering services, your goal is not to make a sale on someone's first visit to your site. As I mentioned earlier, clients don't just pop out of thin air. A great client starts as a lead, and most of us know that people do not buy the first time they visit a website. In fact, when people visit your site, they are most likely just looking for information. So the number one goal for your website is to generate leads by offering your visitors what they want, information. The better your information, the more leads you will generate, and the more successful your business will be. Okay, so how do you do that? Well, that is what a motherlode website is all about. A motherlode website uses an automated method of mining leads and turning them into clients. Using the analogy of mining, I like to think of a motherlode website as one that uses hydraulic machinery to mine the wealth, whereas a traditional website uses a pickaxe. One is super fast and efficient. The other is slow and labor-intensive. Most traditional websites are nothing but fancy online brochures. When someone visits this kind of a site, they might read the information about the company, its products, and services. Then, They may email or call the company, either to ask for more information or perhaps to set up an appointment. Using this traditional method, only about 1 out of 100 site visitors will actually contact you and become a lead. That's like looking for gold by digging with a pickaxe. You would need 1,000 people to visit your site just to get about 10 leads. And then you would have to spend one-on-one time with each of those 10 leads to see if they are a good prospect for your services. But what if we could increase the number of leads from 1 out of every 100 to 10, 20, or even 50 out of every 100 visitors? And what if they could get to know you and get information they are looking for without having to speak with you personally? So instead of getting 10 leads that you personally spend time with one-on-one, you could get 100 to 500 leads, and you don't spend time with any of them until they've already decided to hire you. To get this kind of result, you need to automate your lead generation system. Now, that's like using hydraulic machinery to dig for gold instead of a pickaxe. To get this kind of automation, you need to give the site visitor what they want and need. And you need an easy way to contact them again, and an easy way for them to get to know more about you. You start by offering something of value in exchange for their name and email address. And then you have it automatically delivered to them by email. You've probably seen these on websites before and have signed up for some of the offers yourself. This audio mini course that you are now listening to is a perfect example. When you set up your website with an automated lead generation process, it will deliver leads to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And not just any lead. You will get leads of people who sincerely want to know more about you, your business, and what you can do for them. Think about the potential in that. So, are you ready to get started with your automated lead generation system? Great! Here's your exercise for today. What are the top 3 concerns of your ideal client? Think about it and write it down. These will probably be the top 3 questions that people ask you about. If you need to pause this recording, go ahead and come up with 3 ideas. Now, create a free special report, article, a checklist, a video, or an audio on one of these topics. Put in really valuable information that people can use right away to help them with their top concerns. Don't make the mistake of only offering fluff in the information you offer them. Superficial information is all over the internet. People want real information that they can use, and if you give it to them, they will want to do business with you in the future. Next, get an email service provider to help you collect names and email addresses and deliver your free information automatically. And there's the key. It's done automatically. I personally use and recommend AWeber. You can find out more information about AWeber at www.aweber.com. That's www.aweber.com. Now, put a web form on your site to collect names and email addresses and start building your list of leads. Be sure to put the form somewhere at the top of your web page where people can easily see it. Or use a pop-up window to bring the offer to their attention. Now you are well on your way to having an automated lead generation process, and you don't have to mine with a pickaxe anymore. In our next tip, I'll talk about how to avoid tire kickers and time wasters so that the leads you do talk to are really interested in what you have to offer. For more information about ESS and a Motherlode website, visit www.essdreamteam.com. That's ESS, as in Engineering Support Services, dreamteam.com. Until then, have a great day.